Good morning. Mostly cloudy skies again to open up the day across interior New York and New England. And while it's still warm, not as muggy as it's been in recent days, we're also seeing a few scattered showers passing through, primarily northern New York and New England, as a weak area of energy continues to pivot through the region. Instability in the air today will generate a mix of sun and clouds as temperatures climb into the upper 70s and lower 80s on average for daytime highs. As the energy that's left in the atmosphere acts on this warmth and humidity, scattered showers and a couple of embedded thunderstorms will fire during the day and produce a few locally heavy downpours. A few leftover showers this evening before we dry out for the overnight hours. Skies will become partly cloudy as an area of high pressure builds in, and temperatures will drop back into the lower 60s. That high pressure center will dominate the weather for a couple of days, as we'll be in between disturbances on Wednesday and Thursday. We'll have mostly sunny skies and highs on Wednesday in the lower to mid 80s and mid 80s on Thursday. By Thursday afternoon, we will run the risk of an isolated thunderstorm, but most of us should stay dry. Another area of energy will head our way on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds and a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. Beyond that, into the weekend, it looks like a ridge of high pressure will tend to bulge into the area from the Ohio Valley. This will push the jet stream far enough north that will remain dry for Saturday, Sunday, and even into the day on Monday, and it will turn hot and a bit more humid with highs reaching toward the 90-degree mark. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the relentless heat and humidity across the south central United States will continue to make weather headlines going through the middle of the week. A strong and stubborn upper level ridge continues to govern the overall weather pattern across the region, and combined with very humid flow from the Gulf of Mexico, is producing widespread high temperatures in the 90s and low 100s. Heat indices in some locations will easily reach into the 100 teens, particularly when dew points climb into the mid-70s or even higher. Another problem is overnight lows remaining oppressively warm and humid, with readings not falling below 80 degrees for areas near the coast and for many of the larger cities. Excessive heat is also a big story for the lower elevations of the desert southwest, with actual temperatures climbing into the 100 teens for highs, albeit with much less humidity. Meanwhile, a cold front tracking from the north central United States will clash with this hot and unstable air mass across the plains and serve as a forcing mechanism for severe thunderstorms. Multiple thunderstorm complexes are expected to develop and result in episodes of high winds and hail, along with frequent lightning and potentially flooding rains. Along the tailing end of this cold front, windy and dry conditions will likely support elevated to critical fire weather conditions for portions of the Great Basin through today. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility with light rain and fog and 50 degrees with a north wind at 8 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 46 degrees. In Albany this morning, mostly cloudy skies and 65 degrees, the dew point 62, 90% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.87 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 124 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 30 at Big Piney, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 80s, Boston mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 88 degrees, the low 68, the average temperature 78, that's 6 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.30 inches for the month, which is 41 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 15.57 inches for the year, which is 4.71 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low 62. The record high 99 set in 1995, and the record low 49 in 1940. Sunrise this morning was at 5:30 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:32 p.m., 15 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 70s. Becoming partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid 80s. Becoming partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, highs in the upper 70s. Becoming partly cloudy tonight in the upper 50s and lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, highs around 80. Becoming partly cloudy tonight in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, highs in the lower 80s. Becoming partly cloudy tonight in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, lower to mid-80s. More sunshine Thursday with just an isolated storm in the mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and storms Friday in the mid-80s. Hazy, hot, and humid Saturday and Sunday, lower 90s. And the chance of a thunderstorm Monday with highs in the lower 90s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.